Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys, so it must be the weekend. Thanks for joining us and talking about guns ablaze and everything guns this weekend. We had a great talk with Uncle Ted last weekend. Did a little talk about the Second Amendment and let him get all unraveled on you. So hope we didn't hurt any feelings. We know that there's some sensitive people out there, and we don't have any safe spots in this show. So with me right now in the studio is a good friend of mine, retired Army Major Steve Prince from Prince Arming. Welcome back to the show, Steve. It's been a while since you've been here.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Yeah. So this is the guy that's responsible for getting me my concealed carry license. Thank you very much. That was just one of the, I don't know, do I say liberating? It was like this freeing. Long-term goal. And
it's like the first time you wear boxers.
Kind of,
you
know, yeah. So. Yeah, free out the package. So it's a strange thing because I'm ex Air Force and Army, and so I love guns and I'm very comfortable with them. And grew up, I think I got my first gun when I was 9. I got a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
So
yeah, nice.
I know. Nice.
And that change goes from being a gun owner to guns are a part of your life.
Yes.
You know, when you can carry, you go from, yeah, I own guns to it's an everyday part of your life. You leave the house and you have your wallet, your cell phone, your gun, and now it's a part of everyday.
Now there are
life.
A lot of people that don't understand that, and they think that you're a gun freak, or they think you are
ask them who they're going to run behind if the shots start flying.
That's right.
They're going to run, and they're going to run behind you.
It's kind of neck and neck with there's no atheists in a foxhole.
True.
You know, it's the same deal. Make fun of it all you want, but when the bullets are coming at you, you're going to be praying.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole sheepdog concept.
Yes.
You know, kind of made famous through the American Sniper movie.
I love that.
But
love that.
You know, one thing we were talking about Uncle Ted is Dave Grossman is not well known outside the gun culture, but on combat, on killing, he kind of brought that sheepdog mentality to the forefront. And they asked Dave his permission to use that in the American Sniper movie, even though he got it from what he says is an old crusty Army colonel older than him. But great reads. He's got YouTube videos as well. But
nice.
It's retired Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Yeah, I've heard his name. I've never read any of his stuff, though.
Yeah, and I quote his name a lot during my classes.
Maybe
because
that's it.
A lot of the material the NRA teaches in their curriculum is stuff that he's researched and studied and validated. Audio exclusion, tunnel vision, time dilation.
So, you know, even though this is a grilling show, it's a guy's show, and I know a lot of women like to listen to it, but a lot of women like to carry. My wife has a nice Bursa 380.
Nice.
She's not
nice.
Carrying yet. I'd like to get, you know, another one of your class. I'd like to get her to your concealed class because I've taken her to some different self-defense classes, Krav Maga and things like that,
wow.
And she's kind of liking that whole thing. But her and my youngest daughter, well, two of my youngest daughters both want to take some pistol training, and I'm not a trainer. I'm comfortable with it myself. I've never been taught to train it. So, I mean, in as much as my dad taught me,
mm-hmm.
and when I went in the military, I learned, you know, a lot of things dad didn't. And
sure.
So that's how I want my kids to learn from somebody like yourself. You had a lot of great Army training, and that's pretty hard to replicate for a civilian.
Right.
Which
and
I now am.
And I now am as well, I guess, but The other dynamic to that is I've had friends, one who was infantry in Afghanistan, call me and say, hey, I want you to teach my wife how to do this because she won't listen to me. You know, you bring so many dynamics with your wife or with your kids to where it's good to bring in a third party and just say, listen to this guy. He's an instructor, and you don't have all that other noise in the way of you're my dad, you're my spouse.
That's what I learned coaching a lot of my kids' teams.
Yeah.
You're harder on your kids, actually, than you're on the rest
yep,
of the team.
Yep.
Well, anyway, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, so it's got to be the weekend. Don't forget to hit us on thegrillingguys.com. Check out that website that we update several times a week. There's just a lot of resources. The sidebar has all our sponsors. The top menu bar has every facet of the site you could want. And then up on the top right, there is a search bar that you can go to. Just punch in the word you're looking for, like boxers, for example, if you want to find out what Steve Prince said here. Check out my boxers. That's not on there. Anyway, great resource. You can also follow us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I am on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And there's lots of other things you can do, like you can podcast the show. If you see the headset up on the top corner of the website with a little brown podcast box with a set of headphones on it, click on that, and you can get set up for automatic feeds. We'll send this show right to your phone, so if you're sleeping in on Saturdays or maybe in the woods or working or fishing, you can still catch up with us at your leisure, and that's the best way to do it.
It's not leisure.
No, it's
leisure.
I'm working for Canadians now. Oh, they're screwing up my vocabulary.
Okay.
Eh? Yeah, my Mac computer, it wants to respell everything. You know, it's got the English version.
In the UP, I learned that it's a sauna.
No.
Not a sauna.
Yes,
a sauna.
That's right. It is a sow, just like a cow.
Sauna.
Sauna.
Yeah.
It's Finnish. That's me. That's what I do. Yeah. I correct people for a living.
Nice.
They say sauna.
That's why you have so many friends.
Me, it's really sauna, okay? Like stepping on 6 million people.
Nice.
So back to the whole getting your concealed carry. Why don't you give me like a few reasons why a person that keeps thinking it's not for me
right.
might change his mind right. or her mind?
Yeah. Basically comes down to if you ever get in an extremely dangerous situation, which seems to be happening more and more, more recently. We just heard sirens come through downtown Grand Rapids. If someone else has a firearm and they're there to do damage or kill or murder or anything else they want to do, if you have a firearm, now you have a vote. You have some impact on the situation. If you don't, unless you're an MMA fighter or something else, you're going to call the police, wait for them to show up, and then now they're a person with a firearm. You can take that delay out, the old saying, when seconds matter, the police are only minutes away. You have more of a chance of survival. You're not an Army Ranger, you know, Special Forces
right.
detective police officer just because you carry a gun, but now you have a chance to defend yourself to where before you probably were just going to run.
Which then brings in the other part in you have to be comfortable with that weapon and you need to be handling it often.
Absolutely.
What do you recommend?
The NRA recommends practice at least once a month, depending on weather, depending on your, you know, if you live in a downtown apartment, you can't step outside and practice like some people in the country can. But there are other avenues of dry firing your gun, different gun handling skills that you can practice on a regular basis.
But there's plenty of ranges to shoot indoors at.
There is.
I mean, it's not expensive.
Especially
if you're shooting a gun that doesn't have terrible ammo. And maybe you do want to haul a 45 hog or a 50 or something like that around.
Yeah.
So get yourself a little 38 or a 9 and shoot the cheap ammo.
I just moved into a neighborhood and I use a BB gun pistol. It's a Sig Sauer model. But you can practice all your gun handling skills. I know an actual Special Forces guy. In the 80s, they didn't have, you know, there's government funding issues. They do shoot houses with BB guns because they couldn't get live ammo to train in the Special Forces community.
Kind of smart, actually, anyway.
Absolutely.
It makes it nice and quiet. The instructor can command a little bit better.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to hang on to the next segment if you got a little
sure.
bit of time, because I'd really love for you to tell everybody about your Kamado cooker experience. This is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We are talking with Steve Prince from Prince Arming and Warrior Set Free, which is something else we want him to tell us about since we love helping the vets here. You're going to want to hear this. It's pretty good stuff. So don't forget also, when you're on our website, to check out the top link. It's gibbq.com. Or you can just click on the Operation GI Barbecue link. But that thing's doing really well, and we've got great news coming up next week. So stick around. We'll be right back.